Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Two Balls and a Strike. I'm Bill.
I'm Damien.
And I'm Chris.
And we're all three in the same room. First time. I think every time it happens, we have to celebrate.
Yeah, right.
Just with how shitty our schedules are.
We celebrate.
Well, your schedules. Mine's the same. But how are you guys doing?
The same.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
What about you, Bill?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm good. Glad. Shitty day at work, but it's over. We got a wedding coming up.
Yeah, no, I can't wait.
Celebrate. Get drunk off our asses.
Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be tough. Today, so that's nice.
Same.
Well, all right, screw you guys. But we have a couple things to talk about. Not going to be a lengthy episode today. A lot of pitcher injuries, a couple suspensions, random trade, and we got to talk about little Cy Young candidates a little early in the season after about 2 months or so. Mm-hmm. And then we got our player of the week and what we're watching this weekend. But before we get into all that, you guys can follow us on Twitter at 2BS1X Podcast, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen on. Mm-hmm. So with that out of the way, injuries. A lot of pitchers got hurt this week.
Oh, yeah.
You got
a
it?
Lot. No, I didn't.
All right. Big one, Max Scherzer, who is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a oblique injury. Mets gonna Met.
Yep. And so now the number Met. One is what? Chris Bassett?
Yeah. I think it is.
And then Walker's two. Because Miguel's hurt. Or yeah. Is he back?
No.
No, he's hurt.
He's still hurt.
Yeah. So it would be Bassett, Walker, Carrasco?
Yeah, and then two.
Probably Peterson?
Yeah.
David? David? No. Yeah, David.
And I don't know who the first would be.
I mean, they could probably maybe sign someone. I have no idea.
Yeah, they have enough money.
I don't know what their minor league system is like. But yeah. So, and DeGrom's still not throwing. So
I wish they signed Cueto.
He looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Mets, I mean, they have a all right lead in first place, 6.5 games. But Philly, Atlanta, they're all right there. So.
And their offense has been pretty good recently, too. So as long as they can keep hitting.
I think so. Fun. And bullpen's been all right, too.
Yeah.
So Trevor Williams is the other starter.
Oh, I forgot about him. Your guy.
It doesn't show what's his name. Scherzer out on rosteries or Fangraphs yet.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's going to be David Peterson. That's going to
be. Yeah, probably announce it tonight.
Yeah. Or he's hurt. So yeah, it'll be David Peterson.
Okay. Jake Odorizzi thought he tore his Achilles, MRI ruled that out. But still, he's going to be out for a few weeks.
Yeah, he just tumbled.
I didn't see
a
it.
Huge so, break.
Yeah. Because he's been pretty good this season, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I picked him up and put him on the IL, but for those couple starts, he's been
pretty good. Yeah.
We talked about this last week. Paddock went on the IL, but it's confirmed that he's going to need Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah. He can't.
Poor twins.
Yeah.
Well, how was he doing this year? Was he doing good?
I think he was doing all right.
I didn't really keep track of him.
Let me see. Got that real quick. 5 starts, 4.03 ERA, 22 innings.
So it's not bad.
So what's he going, like less than 5 innings he start, though? A little over 4.
He's been doing a lot of out of the bullpen.
No, he has 5 starts.
Yeah, he's still out of the bullpen.
How do you start a game out of the bullpen?
No, I didn't say start out of the bullpen. He's been all his innings you're talking about.
No, he has 5 games, 5 starts. Oh, like, that's right. It. 25 hits, 10 earned runs, no home runs allowed.
That's pretty good.
That's cool, I guess.
Only 2 walks, 20 strikeouts. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Just being a hit a lot. But other than that, strikeout numbers look good. His control is good with only 2 walks. 1-2 win-loss ratio, but whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, I don't care about that. Because look at Corbin Burnes. He's got like no wins this season.
Yeah, it's true, but he's a stud.
Yeah. So he's been all right in Minnesota.
Okay.
I mean, so far, it would have been better than his 2 years as a full starter in San Diego.
Not his first year.
True, yeah. He finished.
His rookie year was that. He's pretty good.
Yeah, 9.73, 3.33 ERA. Yeah. But he had a 4.73 and then a 5.07 the next 2 years.
Yeah, so I know.
Not that bad. Or not that good. Yeah, so he'll be out for the year and probably most of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I would think so.
Does he have a 1 year deal or was it?
No, I think he's still in his rookie contract.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
So they got a couple years, I think.
Okay.
I would say like 2-3 more years.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, Twins could do the arbitration thing, and obviously they're going to probably win that because of his lack of performance, but keep him cheap and let him rehab in Minnesota and get a good deal out of it if they decide to trade him away.
Yep,
agreed. Eduardo Rodriguez on the IL.
Yeah, he got hurt after two batters. Well, after getting 2 outs.
I mean, yeah, he gave like 4 runs.
Yeah. Antonio Sensatella dealing with a back injury. He's out. Mm-hmm. Willy Adames, ankle sprain. Yeah,
that's frustrating.
And they called up Keston Hira, and then Luis Urias is going to be playing short.
Yeah, Keston Hira hit that walk-off home run yesterday.
Yeah. Jason Hayward on the COVID IL.
Yeah.
He'll be back within a week.
Yep.
Brendan Lau, Austin Meadows, Victor Reyes, all hurt. Nico Horner dealing with an ankle sprain as well.
I actually picked up Austin Meadows and stashed him in my IL.
I mean, not a bad.
No home runs this year, though, which is surprising.
I mean, same thing with Chris Bryant.
You see that Austin Meadows was traded to the Tigers for Isaac Paredes, and he hit two home runs against the Tigers yesterday.
Nice.
Enjoy it.
Tyler McGill, we just mentioned, he's dealing with a, I think it's a right bicep strain.
Yep.
And then Jesus Luzardo for the Marlins dealing with forearm.
He seems like he's always hurt.
Yeah, he's one of the guys, like, if he can get right and stay with Miami, he could be a stud for them.
And there's another one just happened today. Chad Green got hurt.
Yay.
His, what is it, right forearm, something like that?
Yeah, Jesus.
So they said it's going to be out for a while. It seems like it.
You think they may call someone up? Because they have that.
They have the extra.
Oh, and then Rortvelt was hurt.
Yeah, he's out. He's going to be out longer now. Yeah. He's going to surgery.
Yeah.
They probably call up, what's his name, Marinaccio?
Bring him back up?
Yeah, or like Sears.
Yeah, he's been getting stretched out in AAA, possibly as a starter.
So, yeah, I think one of them two will be brought up.
Yeah, that's my guess. It's probably going to be Marinaccio,
They're just going to throw Michael King in his spot.
True. Just stretch out Michael King for a couple innings, the Chad Green role, and then...
Chad Green didn't even pitch two innings, though. He only pitched one.
Well, he was only doing one?
But Michael King does pitch two, three innings at a time, anyway. Right.
So he's kind of like two relievers.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he's so maybe good, he's better anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So I use his card in his Topps Now card in MLB The Show. Solid.
It's so
good. I love a reliever with a quick like wind up.
Me too.
I'm like, let's just go.
Yeah, just like
finish
this game. I hate Seth Lugo.
Oh, I don't. Who's the Houston Street? His rookie of the year card. It's so long of a wind up. It's so bad that I intentionally walk the first batter just so I can pitch him from the stretch.
I've done that too. Yeah.
I'm done with it. Anyway, that's our MLB The Show talk. We got some pitchers back from the IL, though. David Robertson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Blake Snell and Lucas Giolito.
Blake Snell got rocked his first start, too. Well, not really rocked, but he gave up a decent amount of runs.
Yeah.
I think it was like four.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, how many innings?
Like three or four, I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. 3.2 innings, three earned runs.
That was close, yeah.
Yeah, three walks, five strikeouts. Not a good first start. No. But...
Yeah.
He'll work
he'll
it out.
Be fine.
And Giolito as well.
He didn't pitch yet, did he, Giolito?
I don't think so. I think he's pitching this weekend.
Against the Yankees, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Because Keuchel's tomorrow. So mm-hmm. Keuchel's going to pitch seven shutout innings tomorrow because he always does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last game, he pitched, six shutout innings?
Oh, yeah. It's Keuchel against Cortez.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Kopech against Severino.
That's also a good game.
And then...
Cease, right? If it's Cease, I'm benching Cease.
Oh, they're the Sunday night game.
Yeah, Sunday ESPN.
Cueto against Tyone.
Oh, wow.
Sunday baseball.
Yeah.
Johnny Cueto.
If they were 5 years earlier.
Well, Tyone's like 28.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was good 5 years ago.
Well, Tyone's been good this year.
I mean, he can, yeah. But, like, peak.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, yeah. And Reds Cueto.
Yes.
Or World Series winning Royals
Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, there
true. Not Giants Cueto.
Giants Cueto.
He wasn't bad.
He's
okay.
Getting Giants Cueto.
True. He had some decent starts. Matt Harvey.
Scumbag.
Yeah. Suspended 60 games for, quote, participating in the distribution of a prohibited drug of abuse in violation of Major League Baseball's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program.
Apparently, one of the drugs he sold killed somebody.
It was the Tyler Skaggs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, but he did. So, the doctor was the one that's giving him the drugs. Him and... Skaggs would get it for each other and do it like together when they're mm-hmm. both on the Angels.
Oh,
and
right,
then,
yeah.
So this is the one time that Harvey got it and gave it to Skaggs, and that's how he died. But like, so you can't really blame Harvey. That's why he's only has like a 60 game suspension.
But was he, is it from that he's getting suspended? Yep.
Yeah.
The MLB trade rumors article, Harvey was one of multiple players called to testify in the trial of former Angels communications director Eric Kay, who was eventually convicted by Fort Worth jury of distributing fentanyl that resulted in the death of Tyler Skaggs. A series of players admitted on the witness stand they'd been provided opiates by Kay, but Harvey testified he also provided Skaggs with Percocet pills. Harvey been granted immunity from criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
Because he helped. What's the word I'm looking for?
It was.
He was helping in the case against
his death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Harvey, CJ Crone, Michael Moran, and Cameron Drozen were all the players that were on the stand.
Interesting group.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, they're all in the Angels.
I know, but just a weird setup.
CJ Crone, though, like, was he a part of it? If he was, could you see CJ Crone get suspended too?
If he was helping distribute, possibly, yeah, but I think
it was just Harvey. I think it was just Harvey and I think the other three were just there as witness.
Yes. His suspension begins April 29th, so it's prorated. He'll be eligible to come back late June. And he's not a part. And he was on the Orioles minor league roster, so he's not a part of their 40-man. Yeah. He doesn't take up a roster space for them.
See Trevor Bauer, what he tweeted out about.
I don't care about Trevor Bauer, no.
What did he write? He wrote, only 60 games, this man got somebody killed or something like something along those lines. Yeah.
Mm.
And I get 346 games suspended or whatever.
Well, fuck Trevor Bauer.
I agree.
Another suspension. Brewers reliever J.C. Mejia suspended 80 games for testing positive for stanozolol. I don't know how to pronounce it. Stanozolol. Yep, there you go.
Sounds right.
Yeah. I think that was one of the same drugs that the Mets.
The other Mejia?
Yeah. I think that was Henry Mejia.
Henry Mejia.
I think that was the same drug that he got popped for.
Like six times?
Yeah.
That's scumbag.
Was he going for a record?
But, I guess so.
Yeah, so I mean, he is at 80 games. I don't think the Brewers are going to mind.
Lose sleep over that one.
No, they're fine. If it's like Corbin Burns and somebody that, then
yeah, Devin Williams or Hader.
Josh Hader.
Yeah, they'd be done. Diamondbacks acquired Paul Fry from the Orioles. Give him bullpen help because Mark Melancon sucks.
Yeah, I know. He's been hurting.
I know. He's on a fantasy team.
The starter's been solid, and then their bullpen's been blowing it.
Yeah, that who's it? Bumgarner and Merrill Kelly.
Dallin, just got rocked.
Yeah, eight runs last night.
Okay.
Not ideal.
Against who?
The Dodgers.
Okay.
Ideal, though.
If it was eight runs against, like, the Reds, then we got a problem. But Dodgers, that team, that's an all-star team on their own.
Yeah, I guess good point.
So, all right, there's two other articles on MLB.com that I think we could run through just to give some thoughts. One, seven teams that could be sellers sooner, like before the deadline.
I would say the Reds.
Okay. Are you going to guess?
I'm going to guess. Let me see if I can guess seven. Reds.
Uh-huh.
Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Tigers.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. The Orioles.
Yes.
Three. What else? Bad teams.
The Royals.
Royals.
Yes. That's four.
Somebody in the West.
A's. Yes. Five. Two more.
Red Sox?
Nope. NL, if that helps.
Yeah, I'm...
Cubs?
Yep, that's seven. Or six.
And it's someone in the East.
Uh-huh.
Nationals.
Yes. Okay.
I heard apparently Juan Soto was in the trading
block. Yeah. Ooh. So they did mention the Red Sox because of Bogaerts' opt-out clause, and then J.D. Martinez and Nate Eovaldi, all free agents as well. But then there's also a bunch of others.
They should, if they don't plan on signing Bogaerts, they should trade him.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we talked about that last week, that him to the Cardinals would make a lot of sense.
And then someone posted an article about
how he's open for an extension.
He
said, I'm open during the season for an extension. Then his agent came out and said...
who's his, Boris?
No, it's somebody else. Oh, came out and said, no, that's not true.
I mean, I would rather hear it from the player than the agent.
Well, there's reports that he said he was open to extension this season.
Gotcha.
And there's reports that the Cardinals are looking at him right after we said it. So, I mean, we're just smart.
Well, I think that's where... Yeah. some of the players that they mentioned are Frankie Montas and Ramon Laureano from the A's.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Castillo and Tyler Molly, who weren't traded in the offseason.
They get a lot for both of them.
Cruz, Bell, Victor Robles, which I don't know what Victor Robles can get you, but maybe it's part of a package deal.
Or Soto.
Soto.
Yeah, he could be on. The favorite for Soto was Padres, and what was the other one? I don't remember. I was just reading.
Soto for Will Myers. Who says no?
Padres. Technically,
the
Will
fans
Myers is having a pretty.
I mean, he just got back from the IL too. Yeah. They also list Wilson Contreras and Wade Miley from the Cubs.
Contreras, ooh,
yeah.
Yankees be such a perfect fit for Contreras.
They could use him.
So Bill and I said last week the Astros is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be a good fit too, actually, yeah.
Trey Mancini.
They love Maldonado.
I know. Trey Mancini and Santander from the Orioles. Yeah. Power hitters.
The Yankees are going to trade for Santana.
Right. Just, yeah.
Just not to play him anymore.
You can't beat him. Have him join him. Benintendi and Zach Greinke from the Royals, but I don't think...
Ooh, Benintendi would be such a good fit for almost any team.
That's literally what we said last week. Yeah.
And then...
Lefty, too.
Yeah. And then I think the only one from the Pirates was Brian Reynolds.
But yeah. He'd fit all...
What about David Bednar?
I don't see him trading him, though. He's too young. Like, he...
Yeah, if they have control...
He just got called up.
That's true.
Yeah, they have control for a few years, so...
I mean, he's nasty. You probably get a lot for him.
Once he's done with arbitration, then they don't want to pay him.
If I was them, I would build around Bednar and...
Cabrian Hayes and O'Neill Cruz. Yeah, they finally call him up.
Trade Brian Reynolds for a boatload of players.
Yeah.
And then you'll be fine.
They should have traded Brian Reynolds last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had a
better... Is he not doing well?
Is he doing good this year?
Like 210. Ooh. Yeah, he's not doing great.
I mean...
Defensively and base running, all that, he's doing fine. He's not erroring.
He's just going to be out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's batting like
200. They traded Frazier at the right time. He's only batting like 260 this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Adam Frazier.
I mean, the league's batting 235, so.
No, yeah, that's true.
Good point.
Relative to everything. It's like, 1,089 home runs, almost 9,500 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Brian Reynolds is batting 214 with 4 home runs, 6 RBIs.
6 RBIs? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, the Pirates don't. Well, I think he's a leadoff hitter, isn't he?
It's like Soto. Yeah. But he's doing better now, though.
If I could spell Pirates, that would help.
I think Reynolds is a leadoff.
We'll see in a second.
But 214 batting average leadoff hitter, that's not very good either.
That's true.
Reynolds is second.
About second.
Yeah.
Who leads off?
It's been a mix of Ben Gamel, Vogelbach, and Brian Hayes.
That's true.
Vogelbach's having a good year,
though. This month has been Ben Gamel. Mostly.
Well, that's what happens when your leadoff hitter is Ben Gamel.
Yeah, you're not going to get RBIs from your number two hitter.
No.
But yeah, Reynolds has been number two for 30 games.
I think if Reynolds is on another team, he will be good again. Because obviously, they're going to pitch to Gamel and pitch around Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, I agree. And then
put Reynolds is like number six on a decent team.
And then they have either Cabrian Hayes or Michael Chavis, like third.
Chavis has been good this year.
Mm-hmm. I have him on fantasy team. He's been in my utility spot.
I had him too. I ended up dropping him, but
I'm in a 14 team league with deep rosters. I kind of have to keep as many as I can. I'll deal with the struggles.
That's true.
Yeah. So those are the 7 teams with players. Okay. And then the other article is early Cy Young favorites. They have 5 listed from each division or each league.
Mm-hmm.
So American League. Who do you think? You know the article already.
I only saw a couple ones? Players. Okay. Yeah, so I know Verlander was one.
Yeah.
I would say Gerrit Cole.
No.
Yeah, he's not on the top 5.
He's 4. Cortez is 2.89.
Cortez was number 3.
Yep. Kevin Gausman.
Gausman was 2. Mm-hmm. Manoah was on there.
Alek Manoah, 4.
And then...
There's one other, I know, hold on. Scooble.
Nope.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, this one's actually not a bad one. Shane McClanahan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's Scooble. He's 3-2, but he's 2.04.
Yeah, he's been solid. Manoah, surprising. Like, 2 Blue Jays on there.
Yeah, I think Cole should be on there.
After his rocky April.
By the All-Star break, he'll be top.
He'll be in a contender, yeah.
But that's crazy. You can have Gerrit Cole and Nestor top 3.
Dude, Nestor came out of nowhere.
Nasty.
I don't see them giving it to him, though.
Nah.
No.
If he has the best ERA in the league.
It's going to be Verlander. He's going to get it. If he's close... If Nestor has the best ERA and Verlander has 2, Verlander gets the Cy Young.
I hate to, yeah.
It's because Justin Verlander. But the thing
is, Nestor is getting more strikeouts, though, too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
He averages 10 strikeouts a game.
Nestor.
Mad I didn't pick him up in fantasy. I let him sit there. I was like, I'll wait one more week.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just Nestor.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, I'm so mad.
I mean, he's got 49 strikeouts in 40 innings. So that's pretty good. There was a couple games that he had 3, but still. Okay. He is only 2-1.
Whatever.
But he's a lowest
ERA. I don't care, but
he's the lowest ERA in the American League.
He does.
1.35.
Mm-hmm. Verlander's 2, I think.
He's at 2?
He's number 2 in ERA.
He has a 1.38 ERA, 41 strikeouts in 45 innings, so a worse strikeout rate.
Mm-hmm.
How many wins does he have?
He's 5-1.
See, there you go. Uh-huh. Don't give you up to the wins.
But yeah, I can't say it's the Astros, but I mean, the Yankees are the best team in baseball. So, I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'd rather take a World Series than a Cy Young, though.
I agree.
They just don't – like him and Montgomery, they don't score enough for.
And Milwaukee, they don't score enough for Burns. Everyone else, they're fine. But mm-hmm. Or they'll wait until he's out of the game and score when the bullpen's
same
in.
Same thing with
I hate that.
Yeah. But that's why I hate wins as a you know my stance on this.
We know.
I mean, same thing when they judge, like, quarterback wins. Like, no. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Defense is the major part of it.
Yeah. National League, just talked about Corbin Burns.
Hold on, I'm going to guess.
Bueller?
No.
Oh, he hasn't been good this year, has he?
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
Kershaw?
No, he's not on the list.
That's crazy.
He should have been, though.
Bumgarner. That's crazy, too.
No, and this article came out
yesterday.
About 5 hours ago.
Yeah, or today. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I know Burns was
Pablo well. Lopez?
Yes. He was, too, yeah.
Yep. He's been solid.
Mm-hmm.
26-year-old, he entered Wednesday with an MLB leading 1.05 ERA and 46 strikeouts across.
Who is this?
Pablo Lopez.
Oh, okay.
So you have number 3, 4, and 5.
3, 4, and 5. Yep. Damn.
Why can't I think of anybody?
Oh, Musgrove's on there.
Joe Musgrove is number 5.
Scherzer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Yeah,
no. He'll lose that. Yep. And then
Musgrove's got rocks.
Musgrove's 5.
Yep.
I remember that.
So you're missing number 4?
Yeah.
It's a new member of the National League.
Carlos Rodon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, he just got shelled his last start.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He gave. Well, he had two through.
I haven't watched like a
he
game.
He threw 15 pitches, gave up 5 runs.
Ooh.
That's what. Because Evan has.
Yeah. He pitched May 15, 3.2 innings, 8 runs.
8 runs. Damn.
Yeah. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts.
What a time to be facing him.
I mean, he had a really good ERA, and then now he's at a 3.49, which is about league average. So he was elite before that one start.
Yeah. No, he was.
But he's got 4 more months to even that out.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
And that was, St. Louis has just been killing the ball recently. Who's that guy? Oh, the Cubs guy who just hit a walk-off home run.
Morel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had his
first
at-bat in his major league career. He walk off home run.
He almost forgot to touch first.
Rangers option Nick Solak, and they release Matt Carpenter.
Oh, well, that's fine. Matt Carpenter hasn't been
Solak playing bad, I'm assuming?
I think so. I don't know why.
Can't be as bad as Marcus Semien, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what a disappointment he's been, huh?
He got that one over, how much money did he get? 240?
Solak is hitting 209.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. I think he had $240 million, and he's batting 140 with no home runs.
173.
Oh, sorry. With 0 home runs.
8 RBI.
I have him in my fantasy. He's been sitting on my bench the last month.
Yeah.
I can't. My luck, I'm going to drop him, and he's going to go off. He had almost 50 home runs last year.
I mean, Seager, he's got 8 home runs, 18 RBI with only
Seager's been
244 average, though.
Yeah, but
he's been all right.
174.
Yeah. And no home runs.
8 RBIs.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it.
So I have a quick little article for MVP since we're on.
Awards.
Josh Naylor had 7 RBIs.
The one week, Oh, he won a game. Yeah.
And then I just had to put that out.
All right, so I'll do the National League first.
Okay.
There's, we'll go 5. Top 5.
Then, Harper.
And this is based on odds for betting.
Oh, okay. As of right now, or like when the season starts?
As of right now.
Harper.
He is number 4.
Ooh.
Machado.
He's number 1.
Okay.
Juan Soto.
He's number 3.
Just because he's Juan Soto, that's why I bet him.
Not Acuña.
He's number 5.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Acuña's he shouldn't 5. Be.
No.
But this, like I said, this is based on odd.
For the rest, of the season. Yeah. Who's missing number 2? Oof. I think it's NL West.
It is not NL West.
Okay.
That's surprising.
NL Central.
Whoa.
Oh, Arenado.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And to round out the top 10, it's Freddie Freeman 6, Yelich 7, Lindor 8, Betts 9, Trey Turner 10.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Expected.
Yeah. All right.
No surprising names.
He's not on
rocking hits off Scherzer.
Sorry, he's washed.
He's a washed up vet.
Washed.
Well,
who's injured?
What's the top 5?
He's batting 280, though. It's crazy.
I mean, he's got like 20 at-bats.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not playing much. He was batting 239 before both those at-bats, singles.
Yeah.
So that brought it up to 280.
American League Judge.
He's number 3.
Vlad?
Vlad's number 4.
Otani?
Otani's number 2.
Trout?
Number 1.
And I want to see if I can run this.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
Ooh. Jose Ramirez?
He's number six.
Oh, I thought that was good. All right, go ahead.
Ty France. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not on here. He's close, though. I think he's like top 15.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Damn. Thought I could run it. Who's number five? Or who did I miss?
He's 14, by the way. Ty France. You missed
Stan.
Byron Buxton.
Oh, okay. I mean, solid.
He's in the top five in home runs.
Yeah. Never.
And then to round out the top 10, you said Ramirez at six. Wander Franco at seven, Yordan at eight,
yeah,
Luis Robert at nine,
yeah,
and Rafael Devers at 10. 11 Stanton.
He had nice next, last couple games, Devers. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, 11 Stanton and 12 Rizzo, by the way.
That's crazy, 12 Rizzo.
He's been like 230.
Yeah.
But he has 11 home runs or 10 home runs, so it's okay.
He's higher than Torkelson. Higher than Ty France. Come on, now.
Yeah, I know. I don't get that.
No, well,
yes, betting for you.
I was going to say, yeah.
Look, and he's on the Yankees.
Yankees, yeah. That's the thing. No one knows about Ty France if they don't live in Seattle and play fantasy baseball.
That's insane.
I personally think, as of right now, my guess for all these awards, it's going to be Mike Trout. And for, I mean.
Well, he deserves it.
He deserves it, yeah.
I know.
Mike Trout.
It should be Judge.
It should be Judge.
Monster contract.
If the MLB wants to screw the Yankees over, don't give them the MVP so he can
clean up. Even more money, yep.
Trout and Verlander is who I think right now that's going to win both awards.
Okay.
AL and NL. I think it's gonna be Burns as of right now, just because it's Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
MVP's a Yankee and the Cy Young's a Yankee.
That'd be sick. That'd be
cool.
And then
I'm assuming it's happened. The MVP and Cy Young. Win
a year that like somebody like trying to think who won.
Like on the same team.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah, we'll look it up. And
one of the seven times Barry Bonds won.
Right. Did you think a Giants player or won a Cy Young?
Let's go. But not when Barry Bonds was there.
Imagine if they played together. All right, so you got.
I just need an MVP for you. I think it's Machado right now.
Machado's going crazy. He's like been like 380.
I really want like Pablo Lopez to get it, but I just think it's because of Miami.
I would like Pablo Lopez to win, and honestly, I would like Manny Machado to win.
Did he redeem himself?
Has he redeemed himself? I think so. He's fine, yeah. And like I would like obviously Judge to win.
Before the favorite Tatis wins one.
Yeah. Right.
And I like obviously I would like, you know, being a biased Yankee fan, obviously Cole or Cortez and Judge to win, but
yeah,
you know, that's just
me. If one of them can win one of the awards.
Okay. MLB has an article. It was published a couple of years ago. But teams with MVP and Cy Young winners in the same year.
Oh,
that's cool. 2013 Tigers.
Oh my god, Cabrera and Verlander.
No.
Oh, Scherzer.
Scherzer and Cabrera. 2006 Twins,
Morneau,
mm-hmm,
and Johan.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Got him.
Yeah. 2005 Cardinals.
No,
he didn't. Carpenter? Win. No, he didn't win. Did he win?
Chris Carpenter. And
Pujols.
Yes.
Okay. Pujols was an easy one.
And 2002 Athletics,
Berzito.
Yep.
Hold on. Oh, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
The shortstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Miguel Tejada.
Yeah, that's yeah, the fake stage. Yeah.
yeah, so it's happened four times.
Look at that. We got him all right.
Pretty good.
It's going to happen fifth this year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yordan and Verlander.
Stop that. I did pick Yordan to win MVP as my dark horse. I think my actual MVP was Yordan.
Yeah, I mean, Judge definitely is killing it as long as he can stay healthy. I mean, both Trout and Judge, if they can stay healthy.
Yeah. And Otani's like not doing great offensively.
Yeah.
Pitching wise, he's doing pretty good.
Not Cy Young good, but
do you think he ever wins Cy Young and MVP?
Same year. No,
I don't think so either.
I think he's going to be good at one every year. Like it may alternate.
Imagine he won both. Damn, be good.
I mean, it's happened before.
I know, but like, you know, just as a hitter and pitcher, you know, it's just I don't know.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like you won.
MVP is a hitter.
Shit you did offensively.
And then Cy Young is... He almost did,
yeah.
Right, because like Kershaw won.
And then Verlander won.
Right, Cy Young and MVP, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe both obviously deserve
it. Predictions, I'm actually pretty solid in my predictions.
Bold predictions?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the Longoria one.
No, I mean, sorry. I mean like award predictions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm actually pretty close. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's take a gander at this.
Real quick, I got my AO MVP was Vlad. But my dark horse is Buxton or Judge.
Okay.
My NL MVP was Harper. My NL MVP was Harper, but my dark horse Tyler O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Cy Young, I picked Cole. Dark horse, Dylan Cease. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
NL, I picked Bueller, and my dark horse was Webb.
Logan Webb.
Yeah. Rookie of the Year was Bobby Witt, Dark Horse Julio Rodriguez.
No one's doing well for rookies.
Bobby Witt probably is the best one.
Yeah, I know. I think he's going to win.
NL Rookie of the Year, I would say Suzuki. He cooled off a lot recently.
Yeah.
But my Dark Horse is Hunter Green. Oof. He had that one good start.
Oh, yeah. Like the almost no-hitter.
Manager of the Year, I had AJ Hinch. That's not going to happen now. But my Dark Horse is Scott Servais.
Yeah.
And maybe NL, I got Craig Counsell, Dark Horse, Brian Snicker. Comeback, Noah Syndergaard.
Not happening.
You never know.
I think it might.
I mean, he had a bad start.
One start.
I mean, sorry about that DraftKings lineup. That was
atrocious. My NL is Clevinger / Bellinger.
Okay.
Bellinger, maybe.
Vlad and Semien.
Vlad, maybe.
Oh, Vlad, yeah. Semien. Oh, I know.
Semien, no.
Freeman and Castellanos.
Freeman might.
Bieber and Cease.
Cease is the closest. Cease is
the best shot, yeah.
Burns and Bassett.
Burns. And honestly, Bassett's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Bobby Witt and Reed Detmers. With my dark horse.
Ooh, goo. That's nice.
Suzuki and Seth Beer.
Seth Beer's in AAA now.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to make it in time.
No.
Montoya and Hinch.
Montoya could.
Snitker and Girardi.
There's no way possibly firing Girardi. There's rumors, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Manager of the Year are fired.
I think I picked Girardi, too. I don't even have mine. Do you have mine?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then comeback was Trout and Springer.
I know. We just talked about
this. And then NL was Acuna or Bellinger.
Yeah. Okay. Fair.
You went Vlad and Jordan.
Both, maybe.
Soto and Austin Riley.
Soto.
Riley's been having a nice couple games, though.
Yeah, he could.
Gilito and John Means.
Not John Means. He's out for the season.
Yeah. You went Burns and Alcantara. So wrong Marlins pitcher right now.
But he's close. Yeah. He's good.
Spencer Torkelson. I don't think he gave a dark horse.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't think I did.
You went Torkelson, Seiya Suzuki, Scott Servais, Girardi. I almost said Pedro Severino. No, Luis Severino.
Oh, for comeback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And Acuna.
That was simple.
We're close. Yeah. This might be the best year we've had. Yeah. Five years later.
I mean, yeah. you don't know. In a few months. My Cy Young for AL was not.
Are we going to do like a recap, like all-star break for like
I think we could. For our bowl predictions, because we have no games to talk about, so we could definitely do that.
Do you want to do like a recap and then maybe
An adjustment?
Not really an adjustment, but like
not new ones.
No, we'll figure something.
Okay, I was gonna say like just another 30 bowl predictions from the All Star break on. No, we got to deal with what we did in March.
Let's do this.
Deal with our consequences, but
yeah, Evan Longoria.
Yeah, until the All Star break, that's another episode. But we should be back with another episode next week. Mm-hmm. Follow us on all the socials. Watch some baseball this weekend. Some pretty good games going on. Some decent pitching matchups, at least. Yep. And we'll be back next.
You want to do our players of the week?
I completely forgot about that. I'm wrapping up, and we still have two things to talk about.
Yeah, Phil.
Scratch that. Players of the week. Who you guys got?
I picked.
You were going to let me keep going, huh?
Yeah, I thought because you said we got a couple of good pitching matchups. I thought you were going to tie into
that. No, I was ready to.
Yeah, so anyway, I picked Nick Pivetta. Okay. In two starts, 16.1 innings, 12 strikeouts, 2 wins, 2 quality starts, with 1.13 ERA, only allowing 2 runs and 5 hits, and also had a complete game. I think it was a shot. No, he had 1 run.
Okay,
he had 1 run to the Astros, which is pretty good.
Solid.
Mine's Josh Donaldson.
I'm hearing of him this season. Yeah. Like it's been quiet from him.
379 last 7 games, 3 home runs and 7 RBIs with 22 total bases.
I went with Cole Calhoun, 10 for 20. 2 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, 8 RBI.
We all picked random people.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's good, though.
Let's see who makes the Instagram page.
The Instagram? I'm probably going to go with the pitcher this week. Let's go with Pivetta with the complete game.
Even though we hate the Red Sox, but...
I didn't even know he was on the Red Sox.
He's on the Red Sox, yeah.
No idea who he was playing.
Yeah, but, I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves to be a 2 balls and a strike player of the week.
Yep. Post that on the Instagram for the weekend. And what do you guys... I mean, we're at a wedding, but if you were home, what are you watching?
White Sox Yankees.
Yeah.
And I mean,
Dodgers, Phillies,
yeah,
and then Giants,
Padres.
Yep. Those are the 3 best series.
I think.
Also, there's some decent matchups.
Would you say Mets, Marlins? No,
Mets, Rockies.
Okay,
that'd be pretty cool to watch.
You got
offensive wise.
Tomorrow you got Robbie Ray, Michael Wacha. Tomorrow,
okay. Wacha's been very good.
3-0, 1.38 for Wacha.
Mm. Okay, like I say, yeah, good pitching matchups.
Decent games, yeah.
All right, now we'll wrap up. Follow us on the socials. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen to. And we'll be back with another episode next week. Peace.
Later.
See you.